In news and notes this week, big news out of Greeley. Electro indie pop duo called Flashlights gets signed. The duo known as Tennis got reacquainted with their sailboat and what it's like to bicker a little. And one of our favorite alternative rock bands from the state get their music on yet another television network. Out of Greeley, Robert Marcy, who gave us the incredible Waylon for Justice this past year with family man Barrett and the Wailers, is back in the studio again getting ready to record new tracks with the likes of Carlos Santana. And I have to assume also family man Barrett and the Wailers somehow in that mix. In an email from Robert this week, he thanks all of us here in the Colorado Sound Network for supporting his last album, and he wanted to let me know that he has indeed signed on Carlos to appear on his next album, and he'll be going out on tour next year with the Wailers, Santana, and Michael Fronte. I'd expect the album to be out in about a year from now, so we'll keep our fingers crossed. The electro indie pop dance duo known as The Flashlights has been signed to Los Angeles-based label Binary and have released a single for free that you can get from their Bandcamp page. So it looks like they, along with the likes of Chain Gang of 1974, Darling Thieves, and others, are heading off to the wonderful cool ocean breezes of Cali. Alanna Moore and Patrick Riley, otherwise known as the band Tennis, will be making some appearances this summer at various Colorado festivals, including one in May at Colorado College in Colorado Springs and one at Bohemian Nights at New West Fest in Fort Collins. But in the meantime, they needed some fresh inspiration for a new album, so they went out to revisit their boat and learned that it's not all the fun and games that we in the media have been painting on their behalf. Check out their blog at whitesailinggloves.blogspot.com. And finally, in news and notes this week, one of my favorite alternative rock bands from Colorado, one that I've been following now for nearly a decade through a couple of name changes, Vices I Admire, are back in the news. Bands can now look for their music to be heard and seen on MTV's The Real World, Oxygen's The Bad Girls Club, and soon on Showtime's The Real L Word. It's good to see such great things happening to our friends in music here in Colorado.